200 food banks strong.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Well, you know that Jesus Jara, the superintendent of the Clark County School District, just got an extension. It was a 4-3 vote, so it wasn't like he overwhelmed members of the Board of Trustees. And really, when I look at the stop-start of the school district relative to reopening our schools, I don't think he deserved an extension. I really, honestly don't believe he did. There's an organization out there, if you have kids in the Clark County School District, that I think you need to know about, and it's called Power to Parent. Power, the number 2, Parent. You can go to their website and check them out. But this is an organization you need to know about, because they have been fighting hard for you and your kids. And I've been following them for 5-6 years, I think. But they are amazing. And they work really hard. And they don't win all the time. But they've had some significant wins just in the last couple of weeks. So, you know, we celebrate alongside them when they win. Aaron Phillips will join us coming up in just a couple of minutes, the president and co-founder of Power to Parent. We'll talk about what the next challenge is. We talked about AB 287 and the disaster of a bill that is in Carson City right now. I think it's, you heard Mark Hutchison talk about it. I mean, it's just bizarre, the stuff that they're thinking up. And our kids are going to be impacted by this. These are the people that are teaching our young people. It's just bizarre what's going on. We'll do that. We'll talk with Aaron Phillips, the president and co-founder of Power to Parent. That's all coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
5:30 on a Friday afternoon, which means there's a lot of traffic out there on area freeways right now. A couple of crashes working, too. Rancho at the 95 interchange there on the right shoulder. Also, Interstate 15 northbound at Spring Mountain as you work your way through the resort area. Still very slow on the 515 westbound, beginning around Boulder Highway, and it's very sluggish as you work your way into the downtown area there on the 515. Also expect some slow flows on the Beltway, 215 west at Tenaya. Very slow through there. Southbound Paradise at Russell. We're starting to see cars stack up through there. It's only 35 miles per hour through the airport tunnel.
The world-famous Vegas Strip. AutomotiveMap.com presents the Sports Flash on KMZQ. NHL last night, the Blues came back to beat the Wild 7-3. St. Louis scored 7 unanswered goals. The Avalanche beat the Kings 5-1. The Avalanche take the top seed heading into the postseason. They'll play the Blues in the first round, while the Vegas Golden Knights will take on Minnesota. The race in the NBA's Western Conference continues to be a tight one. Last night, the Suns got by the Trailblazers 118-117. The Suns rallied in the fourth quarter to win it. They improved to 49-21. 7 players in double points for Phoenix, led by Chris Paul's 26. The Blazers got 41 from Damian Lillard. 2 games left on the schedule tomorrow at San Antonio, and then Sunday afternoon on the road against the Spurs. Phoenix just a game behind Utah. The Jazz have lost 2 straight. Tonight, Utah visits Oklahoma City. Download the free Score app. Lightning fast updates so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. I'm Chuck Sanders with the KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670, Talk Radio Done Right.
To remind pet owners that Progressive covers pets on our auto policy at no extra charge, we're making a really cute pet-themed radio commercial. You gotta see this dog. It's a little puffball. It looks like a piece of cotton candy that I could just eat up. Oh, and it waddles when it walks. He's a little ducky dog. Oh, I wish you could see it.
We really should have planned this better.
Get coverage for your pets with an auto policy from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and is subject to policy terms.
Okay, my shipments have to get to customers on time and looking good.
It's possible with Staples Connect. Staples Connect has small business shipping covered with premium shipping supplies, custom labels, and UPS shipping services. And now, buy two, get one free on decorative shipping supplies. Plus, get 20% off UPS Express shipping services. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 529. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you have children or grandkids in the Clark County School District or in education, K through 12, you need to know our next guest. She is Erin Phillips. She is the president and co-founder of Power to Parent. You've been working for years for our kids, and it's greatly appreciated. Erin, always good to visit with you. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Kevin. Thanks for having me on.
You have fought a lot of battles. You haven't won all of them, but you've had some significant wins just recently. I want to ask you, though, about one bill that's in the legislature. We were talking with Mark Hutchison about it, the former lieutenant governor, just a few minutes ago. And it's Democrat Bill AB 287. It removes the word mother, replaces it with person giving birth. The word father is replaced by other parent. What in God's name is going on?
Well, Kevin, I think it's just part of a larger national agenda that we're seeing all over the country right now. And we're seeing, you know, these ideologies that are seeping in education. And in fact, you know, as you know, and I've talked about this for many years, they've been seeping into education for a long time. But really, it's just been this past year or year and a half where parents have had their eyes open to what's going on and, you know, some of the larger agenda, which is, you know, how can we redefine terms and how can we quickly change legislation to match, you know, sort of a cultural fad, frankly, in my opinion. And so I think this is just one of many bad bills that are coming through the legislature. And, you know, if you're paying attention, you know, Republicans are in a minority. And so, unfortunately, you know, there's not a lot that people can do to stop these types of bills unless, you know, we can elect more people who are willing to work with people who are more independent and more conservative in their thoughts.
Erin, what is there still remaining? I know we've got another deadline day today. We've got more deadlines coming up. And, of course, June 1 is the ultimate deadline. What are the bills that concern you right now?
So I don't know if you're aware, but we just had a big win this last week. We had a couple of bills that were brought by the Nevada Department of Education that really infringed on the rights and the autonomy of homeschoolers. And, you know, we had been working really hard on those bills to try to get those bills amended so that we could have that language removed that really would just continue to protect the autonomy of homeschoolers. And, you know, homeschool is not our main issue, but parent choice is, and we think that that this is a big parent choice issue, a parental rights issue. So, you know, so we're really happy about that because we were able to have those bills amended, and so we feel like that's a big win. Right now, you know, we want to continue protecting, you know, school choice in general, and hopefully, you know, helping get our opportunity scholarship funded. We have so much money pouring into this state, and you know, we want to make sure that the money follows the student ultimately, but you have such a small percentage. It's actually 0.002% of kids in the state of public school kids that are taking the Opportunity Scholarship. It's only 1,055 kids now because that number was cut in half last session by Democrats. But these are low-income kids who get to benefit from, you know, a scholarship. And it's actually cheaper to educate these kids. You know, the average per pupil funding is about $10,000. And the Opportunity Scholarship average is just over $5,000. And so it's a savings to taxpayers, and, you know, really kids are getting a high-quality education who wouldn't typically have access to that. So that's really our focus right now, is just making sure people are aware that this program exists, and that's really important for our kids to be able to access a high-quality education regardless of their zip code.
And by the way, so that everybody knows, we have a lot of different programs, Read by Three, Zoom Schools, Victory Schools, blah, 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 blah. But this, yeah. and they work to varying degrees. This is a program, when you're talking about the Opportunity Scholarship, it works. It moves the needle, does it not?
Absolutely, and there's a lot of data to show that. In fact, I have the honor of presenting in front of the Nevada Commission on Civil Rights this upcoming week. And I have a ton of data to share, but the outcomes for kids in this program are, you know, really, really high, especially for kids who are in really high at-risk groups like our Hispanic and Black students, who typically are more underserved. And, you know, also that essentially the tide raises all ships in this area of academic outcomes for school choice programs. In fact, you know, kids that remain in public schools have better outcomes in states where they have high-quality choice and access to education.
Erin, let me just ask you, everybody I talk to says that the polling is really positive when it comes to school choice, and it's very positive when it comes to people of color, poor people. They like the idea of empowering them and letting them make determinations about the outcomes for their kids. Uh-oh, yeah. are you getting in or getting out?
No, sorry. I have a child actually getting in.
Oh, okay.
I'm a working mom. No.
I understand.
No, it does actually poll really high. You know, in fact, it polls so high that, you know, it's such a bipartisan issue that I heard Mark Hutchinson speaking earlier about a potential ballot initiative. And, you know, that's really, unfortunately, I think maybe one of the only ways that we're going to get bipartisan support for the school choice issue and really change it statewide, because what we've seen is really that Democrats are so beholden to teachers' unions, and teachers' unions are really the only group of people who oppose school choice programs. And, you know, in fact, if you actually talk to a lot of individual teachers, they're for school choice programs. So it's not the individual teachers really either. You know, I think that when you see how school choice programs work in other states, you create competition. And when you create competition, it makes public schools better. It makes competition for teachers' jobs better. Right now, we have a huge teacher shortage in this state. And, you know, you wonder why, but, you know, we're 49th consistently in the nation for education. And so, you know, we keep being told we need to, you know, get more money for public school. We're continuing to do the same thing, expecting different results. But when we look at places like Florida is actually top 10 for educational outcomes in the country, and they're in the bottom three for per pupil funding. And they're one of the largest school choice proponents. And in fact, a lot of school choice programs really started in Florida, and they have grown exponentially through, you know, since 2011. And so, you know, when you look at that, the bottom three for funding, but top 10 for educational outcomes, you have to, you know, just go, what are we doing? Why are we continuing to do the same thing?
Erin, let me just ask you, we just learned in the last 24 hours, Jesus Jara is going to get a contract extension from the Clark County School District. I'm not sure how much you've dealt with him over the years, but I'm curious what you think of giving this man an extension when the stop-start, you know, distance learning, it was a lost year and a half for all of these kids.
Yeah, so I'll tell you my perspective, and, you know, my perspective, number one, starts with, you know, what are we doing with our resources and our time? And so as, you know, an organization that works a lot with the superintendent, you know, I think it would be a waste of time and resources to start all over and do another search for another superintendent at this point. And, you know, everyone always has an issue with the superintendent, and, you know, I've been here long enough to see us, you know, try someone from the outside and then try somebody from the inside, and then, you know, the cycle just continues, and everyone, you can't make everyone happy, but this year was such a unique year, and we were desperate to get our kids back in person. But I'll let you know from, you know, my vantage point, that it wasn't Dr. Jara that was stopping kids from being back on campus. You had seven trustee seats that had to make that decision and had to make that call. Clark County School District had come up with a number of plans from the beginning of the year to get our kids back on campus, and those trustees consistently rejected those plans. And continue to vote to keep our kids online. They forgot who they worked for, frankly, in my opinion, and they held 312,000 kids and their families hostage for an entire school year. So I want to give credit where credit is due. I think Dr. Jara has been one of the most accessible superintendents that I've ever worked with. He's made a real effort to reach out to parents. And so, you know, for what I do, that's really important. And so I have really supported him. And I know that that isn't always a popular position to take. But that's where I'm at. And right now, I think we have to focus, really hyper-focus on getting our kids back to school full-time without masks, in my opinion, and also not requiring vaccines for our kids. So that's where we're really focused right now as far as CCSD goes.
Aaron Phillips joining us, the president and co-founder of Power to Parent. You're in the midst of a recruiting drive. You have created a parents union. We always talk about, the teachers union, but we need a parents union, and you are providing that for us. Can you talk a little bit about it? And I've only got a couple of minutes left.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, in October, we launched the first in the state parent union, and we did that in response to what was happening in the school district where, you know, the teachers unions had so much power, and we've seen this nationally as well, so much power for what was happening and directly happening to our kids. And now we've seen parents all over the country coming out and saying, what are you teaching to my kids? Why are you teaching this? And they want options, and they want choice, and they want the ability to direct their child's education. And so that's where we are stepping into that gap. And so we want parents to join our union. We are building a parent army. And, you know, we're going to make sure that legislators are listening when we are talking when it comes to issues that directly affect our kids. And so if I can just say the website, it's power2parent, power2parent.org/union. It's only $25 a year to become a Power to Parent union member. We'd love you guys to just jump on there and become a member. And we really want numbers. There's so much more power in numbers.
Well, there are more parents than there are teachers. Am I right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's many more. Yes.
Well, hey, best of luck. I give that that address, that web address or that phone number again so people can reach out to you.
Absolutely. It's power2parent, power with the number 2parent.org /union. And we're all over Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can find us on all our social media channels at power2parent.
Aaron, always good to visit with you. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk with you again soon.
Thanks, Kevin.
That's Aaron Phillips, the president and co-founder of Power to Parent. That's Power, the number 2, Parent. I really believe in these people. They have fought valiantly over the years, and they're starting to have victories, and it's really neat to see them rewarded for their hard work. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Breaking news, layoffs, forced early retirements, buyouts.
You've worked hard to build your retirement income plan. Make sure it doesn't crumble when you need it the most. Call now for your no-cost consultation and get Coach Pete's favorite book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income. But more importantly, get your own customized and personalized total retirement income plan that will put you in control of your retirement with systematic, safe, and guaranteed lifetime income. 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
The summer is almost here, and so is the Las Vegas heat. Are you ready for summer? Most importantly, is your air conditioner ready? Home Air Conditioning, locally owned and operated in the Las Vegas Valley, can save you money and keep you cool all summer. Schedule your $59 maintenance and safety inspection to keep your AC running all summer long. Call Danny at 702-878-8367 to schedule your appointment today. Turn to the experts at Home Air Conditioning, license number 51994.
Afraid that price for your new air conditioning unit was too high? Afraid that repair price on your AC unit was too much? Sticker shock.
Sticker shock.
Sticker shock.
Home Air Conditioning, your cure for sticker shock. Call Home Air Conditioning for free second pricing on your new air conditioning unit or AC repair. Home Air Conditioning voted the friendliest AC company in the valley. Call Danny for your free second pricing. 702-878-8367. Online at homeairlv.com. License number 51994.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play. And it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Carry on my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gordon Christensen. When I became a dentist, I learned how quickly poor oral health can lead to other serious health problems. And for people without access to care, these problems can spiral very quickly. I wanted to help, so I joined Dental Lifeline Network. Right now, there's a wait list for patients in need in your community. I'm asking fellow dentists who will join me in seeing one patient per year.
To learn more, visit willyouseeone.org.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We are just, well, minutes away, I guess, from the weekend. Oh, I'm so excited. And you know what we do on Friday. We normally do it in our 3 o'clock hour. A lot of you aren't with us. I understand it. You have jobs. You're making sales calls. I get it, and you miss it. I don't want you to miss it anymore. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. It's the song you've been waiting for.
Oh, man, what day is it?
It's Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Friday, Friday, Friday. Wall to wall. It's Friday. It's Friday.
Friday, Friday, Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
It's Friday.
Come on, you know better. It's Friday. It's the day that we work all week to get to. Man, I just love that. Today, let's go to Brady. Brady, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Yeah, right on, Kevin. Hope you're having a good Freaky Friday.
Oh, we are. Always.
Hey, a little update on UC. About a month ago, I brought up what they were doing in Maricopa County, and that, the retarded Carl said, oh, my God, he's kind of nuts. He's going after dead people. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, we're finding a lot of stuff now. They won't give up the passwords. They're taking the routers home at night. They're adjusting the tabulation numbers on voters. And that's Dominion software. So I think it's time that we need to subpoena Dominion software, and specifically the guy's name is Mark Elias. We need to get him for treason. That is the guy who is behind it, along with George Soros and Obama. Yeah,
and in fact, Elias did some work out here in Nevada. So I'm going to be interested to see how this audit comes out, though. And I'm assuming you're talking about the audit in Arizona.
Correct. And yeah. Guess what, Mark? Elias was involved with also. Remember Goodwin? We had good old Sheriff Joe in Arizona. I love that guy.
Oh, yeah.
And he was upended, not too close election. And guess who was in charge of that election?
Oh, no.
Dominion Software, Mark Elias, and George Soros. They overtook Arizona, and they knew that specifically. These people implanted this stuff a few years back, and we're suffering the results today.
Hey, Brady, I'm glad you called. I thank you, man. Have a great weekend. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
Hello, this is Assemblyman Tom Roberts. I am the Republican Deputy Minority Leader for Southern Nevada. I represent parts of Northwest Las Vegas, including Centennial Hills. Please tune in to the Kevin Wall Show on AM 670, where Kevin and I will review the Nevada's 81st legislative session. This will be one of the most critical legislative sessions in Nevada's history as we tackle many of the challenges facing our state today. To learn more about me, go to roberts4nevada.com. That's robertsfornevada.com.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
I'm John Sarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. There are plenty of institutions and organizations here in Nevada that want to control your lives through our state government. Nevada Policy Research Institute is here to stop these overgrown bullies. Ask yourself, who is keeping Nevada students from returning to school? Will the governor actually cut some state programs and government employees instead of raising your taxes? In the 2021 legislative session, the cry from the institutions will be more taxes, more taxes. Nevada Policy will be there to speak for you, the individual. Nevada Policy educates voters, legislators, and the media on sound ideas to protect your freedoms and pocketbook. Nevada Policy publishes, lobbies, testifies, litigates, and speaks, to name some of the many ways Nevada Policy changes minds. If you'd like to understand our state's issues and hear solutions to Nevada's problems, sign up for our emails at nevadapolicy.org. This Nevada Policy update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The last word this week goes to Bill Hornbuckle, the CEO of MGM Resorts International. He said in a letter today to his employees that customers who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 can remove their masks. Now, that's the good news. The bad news is if you're an employee of MGM Resorts International, you're going to have to keep the mask on a while. Don't know how long. But that means that the letter that was posted this morning, Hornbuckle said the company's workforce, even those fully vaccinated, are still required to wear masks while on property. That from CD Gaming Reports, Inc., and our good friend Howard Stutz. But can I tell you something? We were keeping track earlier. I kind of lost track after a while because my phone kept blowing up. But Trader Joe's, Walmart, MGM Resorts International, just to name a few, are those.